This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We're talking with Jody Kielbasa. He is the director of the Virginia Film Festival, online at vafilm.com. And Freedom Riders was not only shown twice during the recent film festival, but there's another special screening coming up, right?
That's right. Next Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. in the Paramount Theater, we have a reprise screening of Freedom Riders. The first time we screened it, we, of course, had the documentarian Stanley Nelson in and three of the original Freedom Riders that joined in on the conversation. This time we have Professor Larry Sabato introducing Julian Bond to speak about his experience. And what a remarkable guest to be able to comment on that. And one of the historic members of the civil rights movement there in person to talk about it.
Yeah, that's great. We'll get the details for you in just a minute. And the phone lines are open at 977-1070. If you've seen this documentary, want to share your thoughts. Dee Dee Smith was just leaving, and she happened to say that that she thought she knew about the Freedom Riders, and then she saw this documentary, and she said it was just amazing and that everyone should see this.
Well, she's absolutely right. I thought I knew about the Freedom Riders as well until I saw this documentary. It's incredibly powerful, very emotive documentary, and it certainly opened my eyes in a way that needed to be opened, I think, in watching this.
Yeah. Now, where's the first time? Where did you see this for the first time? Was it at another festival? Or
I did not see it at another festival. One of the festival of the Virginia Film Festival's advisory board members was the publicist for this film, brought it to my attention when I was at Sundance last January. I wasn't able to see it there because I had to fly back before it screened, and she sent me a copy, and I fell in love with this film immediately and begged her to have it be part of the festival. We were fortunate enough to bring in Stanley and work with Center for Politics and Professor Sabato to present it, and it was a big part of our outreach and education. We screened this in front of over 900 high school and middle school students at the Martin Luther King Performing Arts Center, and it was an incredible experience. We brought in three of the original Freedom Riders. One of them used to perform with Marvin Gaye, and he led them in a song. One of the students got up and he said, "Thank you for showing this. I had no idea." So it was a wonderful time during the festival.
Yeah. We're talking with Jody Kielbasa. He is the director of the Virginia Film Festival, online at vafilm.com. Is that right, or .org? I get confused.
VirginiaFilmFestival.org.
VirginiaFilmFestival.org. That's the website. That's where you want to go. VirginiaFilmFestival.org. And again, this additional screening of Freedom Riders here in Charlottesville is at the Paramount 1 week from today.
That's right. Tuesday the 25th at 6 p.m. That's when Professor Sabato will moderate a discussion with Julian Bond, and then the screening will follow immediately afterwards, and it's free. Free and open to the public.
So you just need to get there early to get in line.
That's right.
I imagine there's going to be a good crowd turning out to be there.
Well, if it's anything like during the festival when it was completely full, yes.
Yeah. So now take us behind the scenes now. What are you doing? You just wrapped up a festival not too long ago, but I know you're probably already busy looking at 2011, all the other festivals that you want to be at, and other films that are probably already getting on your radar for this year's festival.
Well, it starts for me really on Thursday. I jump on a plane and fly out to the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, and we'll be out there for 6 days viewing as many films as I possibly can. And that's really where, it begins. I brought in a lot of films from last year's Sundance Film Festival that played in our festival in November. Some of them will be too late as we go through the festival cycle, but many of them I will come out of that festival and immediately want to be able to book for our festival.
Yeah. Now, I know what it's like to sit in a film and think, gosh, that was great. But do you ever find yourself in a film that you really wanted to see, and you're sitting there thinking, and you don't have to name names, but oh my gosh, this just doesn't work.
Oh,
they didn't pull it off.
All the time. All the time. And you think to yourself, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you, because you see so many films and you understand film, you can watch it and see the mistakes that they're making in real time.
Well, I think When you view a film, I'll take a look at a film, and every film, I mean, there's an audience out there potentially for that film. And even something that may not be my cup of tea, I'm looking at with very much an open mind, thinking, well, this may not be my cup of tea, but how would it play to our audience? Is there a compelling reason to screen this film, and how will it do? Now, sometimes the door just shuts and it's a lousy film, and I would think it would be a lousy film for everybody, and
yeah,
often proves to be.
So besides Sundance, which you're headed out this week, for the Sundance Film Festival. And I guess it's snowing out there. It always is whenever they show it.
Seems to be the last couple times I've been out.
Where else, what other big festivals are on your plate for 2011?
Well, I'll probably be at the Tribeca Film Festival, although I haven't confirmed that yet. The Full Frame Film Festival, which is in Durham. Silver Docks, which is up in Silver Spring, Maryland, which is presented by the American Film Institute, which is a wonderful film festival. I may or may not be able to go to Toronto. That generally falls very close to the Virginia Film Festival, so it's tough for me to get out there, although that's one of my favorite and an excellent film festival. But I generally have people out there who are reviewing films and are able to let me know about some special things that are out there.
Yeah. Now, before we let you go, we're talking with Jody Kielbasa, the Virginia Film Festival, online at virginiafilmfestival.org. Your thoughts about the Golden Globes? Oh, it has become bigger and bigger and bigger, even though it's just Hollywood reporters that decide the awards, a foreign press, but really is now seen as the opening act of the Oscars. And what were your thoughts about what went down at the Golden Globes?
I was disappointed. I think that I thought that for a number of years, the Golden Globes had become increasingly more prominent and more important in the awards circuit, and there seemed to be a bit of a letdown. I mean, if you take a look at some of the nominations that were surprises this year, things like The Tourist and Burlesque, I think it sort of lessens the impact of the awards. And you know, it was very interesting to me to watch Ricky Gervais last night, because I think that, you know, here's a guy who's trying to make it funny. He's trying to get people to watch the show, which I think he's probably very effective doing. But I almost agree with what Robert Downey Jr. Had to say when he sort of tongue-in-cheek said that, you know, it was mean-spirited and almost sinister from time to time. And I think he can be just as funny and sometimes not that biting and that cutting and perhaps demeaning as he was from time to time. I know it's all in fun and they need to be able to laugh at themselves.
I agree with that. I agree with that. He said, at one point he said, "Who wants to go see Cher? It's not 1975. And I thought, I don't understand what's funny about that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that still want to go see Cher.
Yeah,
and she was good in 75 and she's good in 2011.
Or she may be, she may not be, but still, I mean, that she still has a remarkable career. Other people have remarkable careers. And I think that I think it lost a little of its luster for me this year.
Yeah. Now, what about the awards? Best picture drama went to The Social Network. I saw The Social Network and I just the other night saw Black Swan, which I loved. I thought it was really a different kind of film, and I loved it because I like the movies where I feel like I'm reading a novel.
Right.
You know,
right,
they're very literary, and I appreciate that. The Social Network, to me, there was nothing literary about it. It was just sort of a commentary about a popular website, the changing times. I have a very close friend that I saw it with who was like, no, this is a huge statement about what's happening in the world today. This is a very important movie. But to me, that doesn't necessarily mean it's best picture just because it's important.
Well, I mean, I would agree with you. I unfortunately have not seen that film yet. Obviously, I saw the Black Swan because that opened the Virginia Film Festival. And I have never seen a film so completely polarize an audience like Black Swan did.
Yeah.
I mean, it was split right down the middle. Half of the people loved the film and were talking about it, and the other half absolutely despised it. And I've never quite seen that. And for me, it was incredibly exciting because everybody, whether they liked it, I loved it or hated it, they wanted to talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
That was very remarkable.
I still think about it just as I'm driving down the road. Some scenes will come to mind.
That's what everybody said all during the festival. Even by the time the festival rolled to an end on Sunday, to a conclusion, people were coming up to me and grabbing me and saying, you know, I'm still thinking about Black Swan. It really, really bothered me, or it made me think, or you know, they couldn't arrive at a conclusion. So that's really interesting about that. I'm surprised at what happened there, because I think that the perfect kind of Oscar film, the one that they usually kind of recognize, is The King's Speech. It's that type of film. They highly literate, a great story, incredible acting,
overcoming odds.
Yes, and even a little masterpiece theaterish in a sense. And I'm surprised that perhaps that didn't win. And I'll be interesting to see how this plays out at the Oscars in 6 weeks.
Yeah. We're talking with Jody Kielbasa, the director of the Virginia Film Festival. Before I let you go, what about The Fighter? Is this a sleeper? Because I haven't seen it yet, but the people I know who have seen it really liked it.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be a sleeper hit. I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's going to split the vote. I really think ultimately.
So it's not a contender. The Fighter's no contender.
It's no contender. I don't think it's going to be a contender for Best Picture of the Year. I think that ultimately it'll come down to between The King's Speech and the Social Network. That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, you need to see The Social Network quick.
I do.
It's still showing here. It hasn't gone away yet.
Trying to run out to see it.
And it was a good movie. I didn't not like it. I enjoyed it. But I just remember thinking, it was okay. It was a good movie. And any other year, though, I thought WALL-E was a better movie than The Social Network. But, you know.
No, my wife saw it with friends without me. I'm dying to see it. She loved it.
Yeah. Jody Kilbasa online at virginiafilmfestival.org. Don't forget, a week from today, 6 p.m., it's free. It's open to the public at the Paramount Theater. It's a reprise showing of the Freedom Riders documentary with Larry Sabato from the Center for Politics.
And Julian Bond.
Julian Bond of the NAACP and the University of Virginia, discussing the history of this very important moment in the civil rights movement, the Freedom Riders. Jody, thank you so much for being here, and have a good time at Sundance.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.